Dear Laura, roses are red, but dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
Well, this is interesting because this is not just a letter to you. It's more to us. Is that okay? Is that acceptable?
Absolutely not. No, that's fine. That's okay. Even better. You always weigh in anyway.
Yeah, I do anyway. You're right. Because sometimes if I catch you fibbing a little, I'm gonna call it out. So
no, not fibbing. You just have sometimes off-the-wall suggestions, like last week with the best man speech suggestion that you had, and I was like, no, do not do that.
Well, if you
forget Steve is even weighing in here.
If you missed that, you need to go back and listen to it. Go to star98.net. You will agree with me 100%. Anyway, this letter is to both of us. She said, we're talking, this is from Amy. She said, I hear you guys talking a lot about the Olympics, and that's great. Go USA. But what sports did you play? So I thought maybe we would talk a little bit about that. This is one of the letters. And again, you can submit your letters to Laura anytime. Just go to star98.net and do that. I mean, I know that you played softball, but I don't, and I know you were a mascot, and that's all I really know.
Okay. Actually, you go first because you, to this day, are still playing Old Man Softball League.
Yep.
I have injured myself beyond repair of being able to compete at any level because probably of being too wild and crazy back in those days. And then you feel it at a later date. And yeah, I think my knee surgeon is like, please do not go back out and do anything stupid. I don't want you back in my office again. And quite frankly, I don't want to see him again. He was very nice and he did a great job on my knee, but I want to keep out of the doctors now.
Yeah, keep the distance from those guys. I played baseball my entire life, so that's what I did. I wrestled. I think my
I don't even think I knew that.
Yeah, I think in 7th and 8th grade I did. I wrestled at 119. I remember I was 119 pounds back when I was in middle school. Crazy, right?
Okay.
Let's see what
else.
We didn't
have wrestling at Laetona, believe it or not. That was not a thing back in my day.
We were pretty good intramural basketball players. That's where you'd play on Saturday morning. It wasn't really all that organized. We had a group of guys that didn't want to play organized basketball in high school, so we had like a little rec type league. So they call it intramurals, and that was a lot of fun on Saturday mornings.
And now you're golfing today.
And now I'm golfing today.
Did you golf back in the day?
No, this is the first time I'm going to be on a golf course in about 2 years. So
poor other team.
Well,
is it a scramble? At least you can play
it's best ball. Yeah,
it's best ball. Okay.
Plus, I got this problem with my finger that's still hampering things. So I don't know if I'm going to be. I might be relegated to putting and not actually swinging a club, a driver, or an iron.
You're
going to
be in charge of driving the golf cart.
Well, that too. Yeah, that I can do. So yeah, I mean, I kind of did a lot of different stuff, which, it taught me a lot about teamwork and all that stuff. So I think that's one of the reasons why I feel like I'm a decent coach now, because I've gone through all those things as a child. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Huh, I did not know about the wrestling thing. So you're right. I did play softball. I watched actually the final match yesterday with the Olympic softball team. So the U.S. took silver.
Yeah.
Japan actually beat them in the final game to take the gold. And when I do watch all those girls, I do miss it because I played shortstop growing up. And it just, when you watch those, it's like, oh, man. I would still love to be out there. Again, my knee surgeon's like, please do not do that.
Don't even think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was probably my all-time favorite sport. I also played volleyball. And so that's, I think, why I love watching the sand volleyball matches, because two people covering that area of court and playing to that ability
remarkable.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know this for a fact. I should look into it, but I think I still may hold a volleyball record at Laetona.
Come on.
Believe me, I was not a hitter because I'm short, but I was a setter, and I think I hold the record for most sets in a season.
Wow.
So I shouldn't say I didn't love volleyball as much as softball. I was probably better at softball, but I liked volleyball a lot too.
Yeah.
And I also ran track. And I have actually a funny story about that. So I, back in the day, was fast, okay? I was not a distance runner whatsoever. I've slowed down a lot over the years. But so during track meets, you were allowed to compete in up to so many, I think it was maybe three events or four events. I forget what the net. They might have changed it since back in ancient times.
Yeah.
In ancient Greece, like we ran. But so I always did the 100 and the 200 sprints and then the 100 and 200 relay. So it must have been four events. But at that one particular meet, we needed to get so many points, and one of the distance runners either got sick or injured or something, and so they said, would you go in for the distance relay? And so me being dumb, of course, I'm like, oh yeah, I can do that. So what do you do as a sprinter? When you come out of the blocks or when you come, you know, get the baton, you take off as fast as you can go. So I do that, not realizing you don't do that when you're a distance runner. You pace yourself. So I go tearing off, and I'm like, yeah, look at this. I'm so far ahead of everybody. And then I hit, like, the 200 where I normally would cross the finish line, and I'm dying at that point. And everybody else is, like, like chugging along like they do at their normal pace so that they can maintain that pace throughout. And I was like, I need some water. Oh, yeah, I got beat so badly.
Oh,
and they're like, why did you start out so fast? I'm like, nobody told me not to. Why did you tell me?
You know, the moral of this story is we were pretty good athletes. I don't know how the hell we got so clumsy in the last 15, 20 years because now we're all injured and taped up.
Yeah. I played basketball, too. I was probably the least good, I guess, at basketball because I was short again. So I had to shoot from the outside, and I was a point guard, but I didn't love it. I liked playing defense on basketball more than offense.
Yeah.
Just because everybody was always so much taller. But, hey, what are you going
to
do?
Well, that's another segment in the books, Letters to Laura. The moral is we used to be good.
We got old.
Star 98.